All right, Anthony, it's Steve Sokolowski, and I'm recording this call. I just wanted to talk to you because I think my mom's getting a little anxious. You know, I just want to try to assuage her concerns a little bit about you know, about what's going on. You said that you were in business for like a year or two already, right? I think she was concerned that you were just starting out or something like that. You'd said you made.
Hey, I never said I was in business for a year or two. I said I was a carpenter foreman for multiple years. I never said that. I just started out. I never said I was at years with this company. I never said that.
Okay. But how did you make $1.4 million in the past?
No, that's what this year is looking like, is what I'll be making, sir.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that I'm a little concerned because,
I want to know, I already spent $7,000 out of my pocket to order your guys' material. So you guys back now, and it's been over 72 hours, and it's a binding contract. You can't go back on it, sir. I wasted $7,000 for you guys to try to say that you guys don't want to do it. Well, I got the contract here, and I don't want to go this route because it's going to be amazing. Everything I sent you guys is going to be exactly the same way it's gonna look. I promise. Like, I'm not trying to Jew anybody or nothing. I'm a good guy. You know what I mean?
I got
six workers. I got everyone that specializes in certain things. They're gonna come over and they're gonna take care of you. Okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean, I promise you, man. I'm gonna show you everything when I get it. When I order it, it'll go right to your house. You'll see it before I do it. You don't like it? Send it back. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal. I guarantee you're gonna love everything. 100%. I painted that picture for you guys. That's exactly what's going to happen, I promise.
Okay, well, what...
I can tell you exactly everything I'm going to get, and then and that don't bother me because I'm going to do that, and I'm a man of my word because I got to go a part of my contract, which I do that for everybody. I have multiple jobs, and that's exactly what I do.
Okay. You have multiple jobs already? Because I thought you said you were just starting out.
I have a lot of estimates I've been doing, and I'm trying to lead up for the next 6 months to a year, yes.
Oh, okay. So I guess that the issue that I have is that, you know, we were disappointed that you didn't disclose your criminal record to Angie, and we don't think that...
My criminal what's that have to do with anything, sir? You never asked anything about my criminal record.
Well, I mean, you're required to do that to Angie, is what you're required to do.
My background only goes back to 7 years, and whatever I did happen prior to that, they already do a background check, so I'm clear for my background check, sir. So as long as it goes up to seven years, without no felonies or nothing, you're clear. I got in trouble when I was a kid. You're right. You could ask me that, and I have no problem with that. But that was a long time ago, and that's not the major rule.
Well, why not just be honest and say what had happened? I mean,
I was like 17 years old, dude, when I got in trouble. I don't see no big deal about, hey, when I was 17 years old, I'm 35, I'm 30-some years old now, buddy.
Well, I mean, I understand that, and...
That has nothing to do with my job, and it has nothing to do with Angie's. So... I don't know why you're getting upset about Angie's when Angie's already approved me, sir.
Okay, yeah, I just talked to my mom. So, what kind of materials did you order?
I ordered everything for the deck and everything for the roof. And so, just about everything. And, you know what I mean? I don't want to be left back, you know. It's not like I'm gonna do the job, it's my guys are gonna do a job that has no criminal background. So I don't understand why you guys are so pressed about it. These guys are all very good guys and everything.
Do you have a receipt for the materials that you ordered?
Yeah, I got all receipts, actually. I do.
And could you send that to us?
I could send them to you when I come and do the job. Yeah,
well, I mean, I'd like to see them now. You said you ordered them already, right?
Well, yeah, I absolutely did. I can take you to court. I have no problem with that, and I'll bring these receipts. You know what I mean? I don't got to go out and reach out and do every single thing that you want me to do because you don't believe me, okay? you're trying to paint a bad picture for me. I got $7,000 invested into this. That's why I'm pressed. If I didn't want to spend anything, you guys should have said in the beginning, hey, look, we're just not that interested, sir. And that would have been fine. But technically, you guys got a binding contract, so that $7,000 will come back to me no matter what.
Well, I guess we're just kind of concerned that, you know, I don't think that you were very honest with how you presented yourself to us. And if you had been, then I think that my mom would have been more likely to want to go through. But as it stands, I think that we're just going to cancel.
How was I being non-honest? I was being 100% honest with you guys. Everything I said to you was 100% honest. And okay. Still is. And I'm still being honest with you. I'm not lying about anything. I'm not like that. If you were to ask me anything about my past, I would have told you. I grew up in a rough neighborhood. You know what I mean? I wasn't perfect. You know what I mean? Nobody's perfect. We're all human. You know what I mean? I did some stupid stuff, whatever. Okay? You know what I mean? I would have told you exactly everything, and it's not really, and I'm not a perfect person, no, but I'm a hard worker and I'm an honest man when it comes to business.
Well, I mean, yeah, we just decided to exercise our right to cancel. An armed robbery is not just a stupid thing. So
armed robbery? I don't got an armed robbery, sir. If you actually look at it, it's just a robbery. There was no gun or nothing involved.
Okay, well, I think that we're going to cancel.
Actually, sir... your 72 hours is already up, so I will see you in court. Okay? Thank you. Have a good day.